Alright folks, welcome back to Champion's Mind, 5-Min Sports Focus. I'm your host, Dake Carter, and today we're tackling something that's not just about winning on the field, it's about winning in life. We're talking about setting healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 but never getting enough back? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than a marathon runner's training schedule, and you just want to scream into the void? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone walk onto your court during a game and start hogging the ball, would you? You'd call them out, right? Same goes for life. We need to protect our time, energy, and emotional well-being just like we protect our goals and aspirations. So, how do we actually create these healthy boundaries? Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you level up your life. 1. Know your limits. This is about understanding what drains you and what energizes you. What activities make you feel drained and depleted? What kind of interactions leave you feeling stressed or resentful? Once you know your limits, you can start saying no to things that push them. It's like knowing your personal shot clock. Don't let others dictate how much time you spend on something before calling a time off for yourself. 2. Communicate clearly. Saying no gracefully is an art form. You don't need to apologize profusely or make excuses. A simple, "I appreciate the offer, but I'm not able to commit right now," can work wonders. Be clear and direct about your boundaries without being aggressive. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your own needs and well-being. 3. Practice self-care. Boundaries aren't just about saying no, they're also about saying yes to things that nourish you. This means making time for activities that bring you joy, relaxation, and a sense of fulfillment. Whether it's reading, taking a walk in nature, or catching up with loved ones, prioritize self-care as much as you prioritize work or other commitments. 4. Enforce your boundaries. Setting boundaries is one thing, enforcing them is another. It takes courage to stand your ground and say no even when it's uncomfortable. Remember, the more consistent you are with your boundaries, the easier it becomes. Think of it like training for a marathon you wouldn't expect to win on your first try, right? You need practice and perseverance. 5. Be kind to yourself. Learning to set healthy boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you stumble, feel pressured, or give in. That's okay. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep practicing. Remember, you deserve to have your needs met and to live a life that feels fulfilling and balanced. Think about the time when you felt overwhelmed and like you were constantly being pulled in different directions. Now imagine having the clarity and confidence to say no to unnecessary commitments, prioritize what matters most, and create space for your own well-being. That's the power of setting healthy boundaries. And here's a real-world example. Imagine you have a friend who constantly calls you late at night to vent about their problems. You care about them, but these calls are draining your energy and interrupting your sleep. It's important to be supportive, but you also need to protect your own well-being. Try saying something like, "Hey, I'm always here for you, but late-night calls really disrupt my sleep. Perhaps we could chat during the day instead." By setting a clear boundary, you can maintain the friendship while protecting your own needs. So remember, folks, setting boundaries is not about being selfish, it's about taking ownership of your life and creating space for what truly matters. It's about saying yes to yourself and your well-being, and that's something worth celebrating. Go out there, set those boundaries, and rock your world. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from hearing these tips. And until next time, keep striving for that champion's mindset.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.